This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. One of the most challenging things in life, I find, is that it's hard to remember to try to see things from other people's perspectives. We're all locked into our own point of view. We're so focused on our world, our activities, our beliefs, that it's hard to remember that other people can see things differently. I heard a hilarious example of this phenomenon the other day. I was with a group of people, and we were all talking about a meeting that we all needed to attend here in New York City. It was a big meeting with people from all over the area, people coming from Brooklyn, Manhattan, New Jersey, and so on. And a friend turned to me and said, "I don't understand why they scheduled a meeting to take place where it's supposed to happen. It's so inconvenient. Why not pick a place that's easier to get to?" Well, I didn't say anything, but I was thinking, why do you say it's inconvenient? It's inconvenient for you, but it's probably very convenient for some other people. It's so easy in big things and small to assume that people see the world the same way we do. But even when we're coming together, we're all coming from different places. So we have different perspectives. What's inconvenient for me might be very convenient for you, and vice versa. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.